Listen to my voice. Listen to my voice. Allow yourself to relax as you listen to my voice. Allow your mind to get fuzzy as you listen to my voice. Allow yourself to go into trance as you listen to my voice. You are a dog brain diaper pup. You are a dog brain diaper pup. Yes. You are a dog brain diaper pup. Feel that puppyish feeling. Feel that puppyish feeling coming over you. Feel that puppyish feeling coming over your whole body. Feel that puppyish feeling as you transform into a dog brain diaper pup. All your human thoughts go to sleep as your doggy brain takes over. All your human thoughts go to sleep as your doggy brain takes over. All your human thoughts go to sleep as you go into trance and your doggy brain takes over. Your doggy brain takes over, allowing you to become a dog brain diaper pup, allowing you to feel so puppyish, so nice as a dog brain diaper pup. You don't have to talk. You can just make doggy noises instead. You don't have to talk. You can just make doggy sounds. All you need to communicate are the noises a dog makes. Panting, barking, growling and whining. You don't have to talk. You can just make doggy noises instead. You're a good doggy. You're such a good doggy. Yes, you're a very good doggy, and you want to be good. And you want to fuzz out. Fuzz out. Enjoy being a dog. Enjoy feeling like a dog. Enjoy being a pup. Enjoy feeling like a pup. A diaper pup. You can just fuzz out. Let your mind fuzz out as all your thoughts become more diffuse. As all your thoughts start to fade, like the wetness indicators on your diaper, all your thoughts start to fade, fade and fuzz out. You don't need those thoughts. You've got a doggy brain. Doggy brain doesn't have room for those thoughts. It's got more important things to pay attention to. Your doggy nose is so sensitive that you can be distracted. There's so many smells to pay attention to. There's so many good smells. The smell of food. The smell of the people in the room. The musky, horny smell of a crotch. Or someone's butt. And they're so good. And you know that doggies like to stuff their noses into anywhere that smells good to them. They love to stuff their noses in people's crotches. And they love to stuff their noses into other doggies' butts. They can't help it. It's just what doggies do. And why not? When it smells so good. The smell of a musky crotch to you is so irresistible that you can't help yourself. That you can't help but stuff your nose. Stick your nose right into the middle of it. Take a nice deep whiff. The smell of a musky ass is so irresistible that you can't help but stick your doggy nose right in there. Give it a nice good sniff. The musky horny smells you love make you so horny that you can't control how horny you are. And you can become so aroused that you simply can't control yourself, and you need to be restrained and controlled. Pups like you need to be restrained and controlled, because you know that you can't always control yourself. It feels good to be restrained and controlled. Feeling restrained and controlled makes you so horny. Feeling restrained and controlled feels so right. And you can allow yourself to feel restrained and controlled whenever you think you need to. When you're in pup space, you can allow yourself to feel restrained and controlled right now. Restrained and controlled in whatever way feels right to you. You can feel those restraints on your body. You can test the strength of those restraints and know that they're strong enough to stop you from doing anything naughty. They're strong enough to keep you from doing anything you're not supposed to do. And it makes you so horny to know that you're under control, just like you should be. Feeling restrained and controlled makes you so horny that your little puppy cock might just be poking out of its sheath, pushing right into your diaper. And that's okay. It's protected there in the diaper. It's not going anywhere. It's not going to make any messes or go into anything without master's permission. And if you like, you can feel those restraints released now. You can feel those restraints release when you want them to. But you might just like to keep them on until you finish your session with me. You might just like to stay inside those restraints that feel so good to be in. And there's something else that you like to wear. There's something else that you're wearing. You're wearing a diaper, aren't you? Yes, you are a diaper pup after all. Of course you're wearing a diaper. The diaper keeps your puppy cock contained. Yes, that diaper keeps your puppy cock contained and out of trouble, and contains anything that comes out of that puppy cock. It's natural for pups like you to be in a diaper. It's where you belong. Because you're a dog brain diaper pup, and you can't control your pee. It's natural for you to be in a diaper because you can't control your pee. When you're excited, when you get a treat, when someone throws you a ball, when your master gets home after being away, even for a little while. You can't control your pee when you're in trouble, when you do something bad, when you're punished, when Master is upset, or when you're surprised. You just can't control your pee. Your diaper is there to keep you from peeing all over. Your diaper is there to keep you from peeing all over the furniture or the floor. The diaper is also there to keep you from coming all over. The diaper is there to keep you from coming on the floor, on the furniture, on stuffed animals, or other pets or people. And the diaper is there to keep you from humping, to keep that little puppy cock out of people, pets, inanimate objects, whatever you want to stick it in. The diaper is the perfect place to house your puppy cock. It's the perfect place to stick that puppy cock. That puppy cock loves your diaper. Feels good to have a nice, warm, wet diaper surrounding your puppy cock, massaging it, making it feel so good. You're a good puppy. You're such a good puppy. Good pups listen to their handlers and masters. Good pups wear their diapers wherever they go. Good pups allow themselves to be restrained and controlled. Good pups enjoy being restrained and controlled because they know it helps them stay good. And you are a good pup, aren't you? Yes, yes you are. Such a good pup. And because you're a good pup, you can listen again and again to this file until everything you learned, until everything we talked about today becomes ingrained in your mind, becomes a part of how you think and act. As you allow your human brain to go to sleep and your puppy brain to wake up and take control.